views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Everyone, welcome to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I am your co-host Nancy, and I'm here with Benny and Mary Jane. And are we all excited about the holidays?
I super am.
I am so excited. I love seeing the lights and the music. It's just awesome. So, for those of you who are new to the show, Mary Jane is a holistic intuitive. She has an office in Issaquah, Washington, and she's been in Issaquah since 1992 doing the TAPS system. It's the Accelerated Performance System. It's a muscle testing your body to find out what your nutritional deficiencies are. And she recommends a nutritional protocol, which gets into your body, brings your body back out to balance, and gets you healthy. But it's not only about your health, but it's about your emotions as well. And today's topic is letting go of your attachments and expectations and create a healthier, happier life. And with that, I'd like to introduce my mom, Mary Jane. Hi, Mom.
Hello. Yes, it's a great, great time of year. And the show today, what we're talking about is for all of you who are out there thinking, oh, it's not such a great time of year. And you go back to your old memories and old beliefs and remember about that saying, create your reality. And so many people don't believe that they deserve or could have a better life or expectations of what's to come. It's because you keep going in the wrong direction.
So today, we're going to bring a little sunshine and merry to everybody's life and hopefully get those of you who are maybe a little bit off track back on track. If you have a question for Mary Jane, please give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. It could be a question about your health, about a pet, family member. But let's all remember that our emotions are stored in the body. And when we don't deal with those emotions, they then present themselves in physical symptoms. Did I say that right?
That's right.
Thank you very much.
So it's a red flag, physical symptoms.
Yeah. So it's just, you know, everybody's got, I call it baggage. We all have baggage. And we're all doing our best to work through our baggage and make space for more fun and new things coming into our life. But sometimes we all get stuck. And when I say we all get stuck, I get stuck, Mary Jane gets stuck, and it's just a matter of getting everybody back on track so we can enjoy this lovely time of year. Because there are people out there that are saying, oh God, it's Christmas, I'm all by myself, I hate this time of year.
Pity party.
Pardon?
A big pity party.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's a pity party.
Exactly.
Oh, totally.
Mm-hmm. The victim.
Totally. Yeah, totally a pity party. And you know, it's sad because it is supposed to be such a happy, joyous time of year. And, you know, for those people who don't have big families, we have the opportunity and make the choice to, you know, have friends and family. And let me just say this. When you think about it, if you are alone, there are people who are in, you know, much more desperate, dire situations. So, you know, it may not be as bad as you think. So it's time to stop the pity party and let's get back on track.
Exactly. And the thing with being the pity party and the victim is that you program that every year because you hear the same people say the same thing every year. And they plan for the holiday to be this black disaster. And it is. And if you don't change that, that's what you're going to have the rest of your life. And when you do that, you stop yourself from who you're meant to be. You were put on this planet to take a journey and to follow your your dream to become the best you could be. And in that process, the big thing is not being attached. When you're attached to the outcome, and believe me, I have worked on this for many, many, many years and still work on it. But Wayne Dyer's books, especially the book about 21 Days to Master Success and Inner Peace, he talks about releasing attachments and letting go. And there's lots of books about letting go and letting go of fear. When you're attached to something and you think that it has to be your way or no way, or you think a person has to do something the way you think they should do it, not the way they want to do it, it constantly
sets you up for
is
failure.
Friction.
Well,
it's constantly friction.
Well, you're setting yourself up for failure.
Yeah.
I mean, and half the time when you do have those expectations and may think maybe things don't turn out to be so, you know, dark and not as bad as you think, but you're always kind of disappointed instead of just being and enjoying in the moment and letting everything come and be happy.
Well, set it up the way you would like it to be. What do you want it to look like? It's like when I talk, and this is something I see every day. It's people disappointed because their children don't talk to them, disappointed because their children are angry with them, don't understand after all they've done for them. And it goes on with other relatives. So I have to go see these relatives, and they never really care about me, or they don't do what they're supposed to do. It's all what you believe that should be done.
Yeah, and if you go with the expectation you're going because of you. I mean, you have fun, you set it up in your mind. You're going to make it the best you possibly can for yourself. And it's amazing what sometimes will happen. Just having your little happy attitude can shift what's happening in the room. So,
and you really have to work on it. It's not an easy thing, but you have to really make up your mind that and be conscious about it, because those old beliefs creep back in and you want to get back in control.
You got that voice. All of us have that nasty inner voice that talks to us, and it kind of wants to pull you back in and drag you down. But you just have to, when I hear that voice.
What's your old tapes? You've created, you've got them so strong that they're right there.
Yeah. So when I hear my old voice, I just kind of stop and I say to myself, that doesn't apply to me at this very moment. And then I kind of bring in a positive affirmation of what I want. Yes, that may have happened in the past, but I'm moving on and upward now, so I'm not going to get down. And unfortunately, it does take a lot of work. But it could be simple. You could make it a little bit easier during the holidays.
Well, it takes work, but as long as you're conscious about it, and to me, the words are you have to keep in your head is letting go. And it's a constant thing, because when you can work at it, and as soon as you think you've let go, then something pops up with, oh, they just don't really care about me. Well, that means you haven't let go.
Yeah, not letting go. It's a drag.
But when you let go, when you really, really get it, your life changes. It's not little. It's dramatic. Because the people you in the past you wished would change, now that you're not attached to it, they will change.
And when you'll know when you let go, when something happens and it doesn't affect you at all. You don't get angry, you don't get sad, there's no reaction. It's like, oh. So when that happens, you know you've mastered letting go of whatever that situation is. Am I correct?
Oh yeah, it's like such a pure thought, such a good feeling. You no longer talk to yourself about it. It's not going around in your head all the time.
Over and over, like that broken record.
So when that's happening, you're like, you're not going anywhere.
Yeah, it's like I said, there's absolutely no reaction. You don't react to whatever the situation may be.
That family member that's annoying, or that family member that you... It's all about what you think people should be, and not allow people to be who they are and just be in their own life And it doesn't matter to you. You're not living that life. They don't have to do what you tell them to do.
Oh, yeah.
Or want them to be.
And as we all know, we can't change other people. No matter how hard you try, no matter how hard you think, you know, they need to do something different, it's not going to happen. The only person you can change is you.
And you can't fix it.
No, you can't.
Those words,
yeah,
fix it.
You can't fix anybody. So fix yourself and then watch things. Watch all the miracles happen around you.
Well, and the biggest thing is when you are attached and you're so involved, these are the people you're depressed, you're feeling down, you're bummed out all the time, you're not happy. Now you're creating other physical issues that can be more serious. A lot of heart sadness, heart issues. And so is that worth it? To be so angry and unhappy with other people that now you lose who you are and you lose your health.
Exactly. All right. It's time for us to take a short break. You are listening to the Mary J. Max Show on Transformation Talk Radio, and we'll catch you on the other side.
To relax more, feel happier, and be more confident. Do you want to have more success in your life? Dave Dodge has some easy, effective methods to help you release your anxiety, worry, fear, depression, and even physical pain. Tune in to Stress Buster Radio with Dave Dodge every second Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern. For more information on how Dave can help you release your stress, visit StressBusterRadio.com. Skype and phone sessions are available.
What is a brilliant culture? And how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you design a culture that is authentic, innovative, and successful. Learn how to create change with Cultural Brilliance Radio, the DNA of organizational excellence, and Claudette Rowley. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit ClaudetteRowley.com.
Being this amazing neurologist, inventor, author, Dr. Dan Cohen has been called to look at technology and look at personal and spiritual development and merge these together. This technology uses the healing and psycho-spiritual effects of synchronized sounds, vibrations, electromagnetic fields, and how that interacts with us in our nervous system in what we're calling the Soltech chair.
The Soltech Lounge induces profound levels of relaxation that transition over time into deep meditative states. The synchronized sound, vibration, and magnetic field induce these states. The subject doesn't have to work at it.
To learn more, go to soltechwellbeing.com. That's S-O-L-T-E-C, wellbeing.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
What if your body and mind were the compasses to the secrets, mysteries, and magic of life? Glenna Rice, co-host of The Questionable Parent, is inviting you to access all that is possible. Glenna is a 10-year certified veteran access consciousness facilitator who offers an amazing variety of life-changing classes and workshops. Work with Glenna from anywhere with teleclasses and workshops all over the globe. To learn more and see Glenna's current schedule of events, classes, and workshops, visit GlennaRice.com.
Welcome back to the Mary J. Max Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I'd like to thank Benny for that very inspirational
So in the very beginning of the song, you were puzzled.
I was looking at you like, what is this? Where's the
so I had to
music?
Fill in because, of course, we lost a very special someone earlier this week was Alan Thicke.
Oh, yeah.
And that
oh,
was so the theme song.
Yes.
From, so
yeah.
See, it's growing on you.
Yeah.
You know, growing pains. You see where
yes, I got it. I got it.
So
I know.
The original composer was B.J. Thomas. And then, of course, they did another show. Oh. He helped write that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that was another spin from the song.
Yeah.
I've been kind of doing
a little tribute. Yeah, that was amazing that we found out that he wrote that. Yeah.
I've been doing a little tribute all week.
Yeah,
he was amazing.
He was amazing. And how sad for his family, prayers and thoughts to them. Well, what a way to go, playing hockey with your son. I mean, come on. I mean, if you're going to go, you're going to go doing what you love. And he did it every week. He went and played hockey every single week. So, okay. Now we have to take a turn. Let's talk about how we can let go of our attachments and expectations. And if you have a question for Mary Jane, give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. And we have Katie in Issaquah.
We do. I thought you were going to finish up your question. But okay, hold on to your question before that, and then we'll go to Katie.
Okay.
So Katie, yes. Hello. Welcome.
Hi. So this is Katie Horner, Mary Jane.
Oh, hi. Well, my goodness.
I know.
Nice to talk to you. It has been a while. What can I do for you?
Well, I have a question. I've been listening to your shows and thought I would run this by you. I have a little mare, Stella, and I've had her for 2 years, and she's my health child. I finally have her in my full care. She was a co-owner, so she's finally on Dynamite and stuff, but she's had ETM, we went through that, and now she has about a year. She's been lame on her left front shoulder, I think. And I'm just wondering if it's an old injury that isn't going to heal, or if it's a new injury that is going to heal, if she's going to heal, if I'm on the right track with her nutrition.
Okay, so first
of all, what else I can do to help her.
Okay, first of all, what I pick up on her is it's her right kidney. And her right kidney has a lot of sludge in it. She needs a product to clean out that sludge. And then her kidney is very, very inflamed. And so when that kidney is inflamed, we use another product. I use Biotics Research products, and I use very specific products to heal that kidney and get rid of that inflammation. Because when they have when they have a kidney issue, again, I'm just checking them, going through the same routine I do with people, and it's very accurate. And when the horses have lameness, it's not unusual to be kidney or heart. So the first thing I pick up is the kidney, and then when we take care of the kidney, the leg score a 3. That leg scores a 3. So when we take care of the kidney, the leg goes to an 8. So now there's something else going on with the lameness. So then we ask what else is going on. Then the horse has a gallbladder issue. Now, horses don't have gallbladder, but when a gallbladder shows up, I treat it just like as if they had one and the liver takes over. So your horse has right-sided issues. So then we use nutrition to clean out that gallbladder. And it also has a bile duct issue, which means it's not producing bile to lubricate the liver to get into the digestive system. So, so those are pretty
all kind of like where I was thinking, but I didn't know.
Yeah, those are pretty major things going on.
Mm-hmm.
And taking care of that, then the legs are a 1-9. Then they're a 10. So those are two major things. And one thing is water. Your water is not great. So you need to put apple cider vinegar in your water.
I can do that.
In the tank of water, you don't have to put a lot in. Just put enough in. Because if you put too much in, then they won't drink it. But if you put a little bit in, let them get used to it, then they'll drink it. Because what the apple cider vinegar does, it energizes. Your water scores a 2. So when you put the vinegar in it, it brings it up to a vibration of a 10. And you want it between 7 and 10. Because if the water is a 2, that's part of what's clogging up the kidney.
Oh, okay.
And unless you correct that.
That's probably why she doesn't like having a saddle on. She's never liked having a saddle on ever since she got her.
Yeah.
And I've tried every saddle.
Yeah, because she's got an inflamed kidney. Yeah.
She's like, stop it. She always, like, humps her back, like, stop, get it off. Ah, I can't handle it.
Yeah, because her kidney's pretty swollen. So what do you feed her?
She gets the Timothy grass hay, and then she gets the Dynamite vitamin and the Free and Easy, and a little scoop of alfalfa pellets just to
alfalfa pellets. She should not get alfalfa pellets. That's like that's like giving sugar to her. It's not good for her digestion at all. She doesn't need that.
I'll
you stick with
out.
The Timothy, and and then as far as even the vitamins and the things the extra stuff you're giving her, it's probably not the right thing for her right now because she can't digest it. So you think you're doing the right thing, but she's not digesting and absorbing that. Because when she has a bile duct and a gallbladder show up and a kidney that's backed up, you can't give them a lot of supplements. So it'd probably be better to back off on that. You could always give our office a call, and I could tell you what program to put her on and get that straightened out. Then you'll have amazing results.
Okay, yeah, I will do that. Thank you very much.
Well, it's so good talking to you, Katie.
Yeah, good talking to you too.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks,
Merry
Katie.
Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Well, as you can tell, Mary Jane really loves dealing with horses, so that was like a huge call. So don't be shy. I'll get her that excited, talking about either your dog or your child or yourself. If you have that question for Mary Jane, it's 1-800-930-2819. And then for Katie, Mary Jane Mack's office number is 888-777-4232. So let's get little Stella back in the groove and get that saddle on. Yeah, she probably doesn't want that on because it hurts.
Yeah, their kidneys are right like behind the saddle.
Yeah.
So that's where their pressure point is for that.
Giving her all the other stuff, but it's just like a human. She can't absorb it, and she's just, the more stuff she gets, probably the more inflamed and bloated she is.
Well, and it's just like people. When people have a gallbladder or kidney issue, they're off. They'll be a little bit lame on their right side, sometimes on the left. But they'll have like hip issues or knee issues or because your body goes out of alignment because of the toxins and the inflammation.
All right. Now, I have a question. So could Stella have an emotional component attached to her?
Of course. Yes. Yes.
So
kidney is fear and anger, gallbladder is resentment, and liver is anger.
Anger.
Yeah. And but so usually what I do is start them on nutrition. It's just like people. You use nutrition to help them. The what's going on physically is like a red flag. Help me. And then you use nutrition, but you have to get to the core of what is it really about. And unless you get to the core of whether are they hanging on to or what's causing them to be sick when they have the same thing over and over again. Their body is like red flagging it. Help me, help me. I can't figure it out. What is it? Because they're not able to let go of something that they've buried and is stuck. But we can muscle test and figure out exactly what that is and then help them just recognizing what it is starts that journey on releasing it and moving forward.
And animals are super easy.
Oh, animals are really, and children, very, very easy.
Yeah, they don't
they're not hanging on like
adults.
Yeah.
They don't have so much baggage, or they're not affected maybe as much.
Well,
as
and there, then there's a lot of adults who are working on a lot of things. They're doing everything they think they can. They're doing all the spiritual work, all the thinking they're letting go. And sometimes when things show up, they think, oh, I thought I took care of that.
I'm done with that.
But there's another layer that they didn't quite get. And the universe is so amazing. It is constantly guiding and moving you through to get to where you're meant to be. The universe has faith in you and is helping you.
It's your ego, that inner voice that is trying to keep you down and not let you
resist,
become who you're meant to be. So it's a matter of, it's that battle within. trusting.
It is. And I see very talented people, very, very talented people, but they're shy about what they do, and they do amazing artwork and amazing work, but they feel that the value, they basically give their work away because they feel people aren't going to pay that much for it. And so they don't understand the value of who they are and what the work they do, and that's what they attract back.
Well, it's that not good enough.
And they attract that, so they can't expand. They don't get bigger. They have to go bigger and get that faith in themselves to know that they deserve it.
All right. So letting go, we're all going to work on letting go of our attachments and expectations so we can create a happier, healthier life and hopefully have a happy and merry Christmas and holiday this year so we can all enjoy and be balanced. And you are listening to the Mary J. Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Time for us to take a short break, and we'll catch you on the other side.
Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Would you like to experience life-transforming adventures in personal expansion and world service? If you do, tune in to learn about magical innate abilities that you can develop and use to make your dreams come true. Joy Elaine is author of The Joy Chronicles, and she's inviting you and millions of others to join her in working with galactic masters, angels, and the Ashtar Command, as they assist humanity and planet Earth to achieve their ultimate destination of ascension. For more information about this upcoming event and broadcast, visit joyelaine.com. That's joy, ELAINE.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
When your body is awakened, your spirit comes alive. Dana Canetto is a transformational guide, embodiment coach, and spiritual mentor assisting women in realigning with their truth and embodying who they are by connecting to the wisdom of their body. Tune in every month on Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show Network for Body Divinity Radio with Dana Canetto. For more information on Dana and her services, visit DanaCanetto.com. That's D-A-N-A-C-A-N-N-E-T-O.com.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Mary J. Max Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I wish you all could see Benny was doing some like cheer dancing and
just
singing
a little
over
side
there.
To side there.
Yeah,
for you two,
very exciting. It was very exciting. Way to go, Benny. Okay, Mary Jane, I'm focused now. I'm focused. I'm bringing it back to our attachments and letting go, and we're moving up and on.
All right. And again, give us a call, and we talk to you about your dogs, your cats, your horses, whoever it is, and get them healthy too. And yeah, and animals definitely have emotional attachments, and your emotional attachments are picked up by those animals. So it goes back and forth.
Exactly. I'm sure I have a few emotional attachments with
who
my
doesn't?
Dog.
Everybody, with your dog. Yeah. Everybody has something. So it's about how you handle it and letting it go.
Yeah. Well.
So the biggest thing is about the attachments is if you have something happen in the family and you're really hurt and you feel your family has just really abused you or not cared about you or been mean to you or said not nice things, those things definitely are hurtful. Now, it's all how you process them and what you do with them. Because the longer, if you take it personally and you just think about it and again you become the victim, then they win. Because now they're not sick, but you are. So that's the biggest thing is it's all about energy. And when you're feeling really bad, the only one you're hurting is yourself. So when you think about it that way and think about, wait a minute, I'm not going to let this situation make me ill, make me depressed, give me a bad gallbladder, cause me chronic issues. When you think of it that way, I think it helps you to look at it definitely different to snap out of it and to start thinking about what you do want.
Well, I remember watching Dr. Phil, and he always said, if you can't get something from, you know, a loved one, whether it be recognition, love, whatever it is, you have to be big enough to give that to yourself.
Exactly.
So, you know, you can't place expectations on people around you to give you what you need. You have to step up yourself and give yourself what you need. Give yourself the recognition. Give yourself the love. Give yourself, you know, the appreciation for being the person that you are.
Give yourself the flowers. Don't wait for somebody to send you something. Don't wait. If you want something in your life and you expect your family to give that to you if they're not really good about getting what you want, then maybe you need to get your own present and wrap it up and know that you have what you want and not be disappointed.
Exactly.
Or be clear. Be very clear on what it is so you don't set up that Christmas morning, that's not what I wanted.
Yeah, you have to be specific. And I've learned over the years, or someone in our family, you have to be very specific or you're all disappointed on Christmas morning. I won't mention any names, Mom.
Again, just be clear on what you want. And so you want to, it's all about you being healthy. And it's such a foundation to, when people come in, no matter what condition it is, whether it's a gallbladder or a bile duct, you know, you keep repeating it until you can really process the emotion and let go. And if it's deep anger, your parents don't talk to you, your parents don't appreciate you, your parents don't love you. Well, you know, you could be 60 years old and still living with that. and still living in this darkness because you feel bad. And it's not, if it hasn't gotten better by then, it's not going to get better, the expectation from the parent. So it's you that needs to change. And when you change, the possibility of them changing is pretty, it can happen.
And if it doesn't happen, again, don't have the expectation. Just know that you're doing that for yourself, because there are certain people in this world that are extremely stubborn, and it can be very hurtful. And again, you just have to learn not to take it personally, you know, because you have it. Maybe if you look at that person in a different light, what was done to them? What, you know, they're awfully hurt. Maybe they've been hurt extremely bad in their life, and maybe you don't know about it. And it could be your parent, and you don't know
happened. It's absolutely true. It's not even like maybe there's something happened to make them that way.
Yeah.
But
so,
it's not up to you to change them.
No. Yeah. But I think by having a little bit of compassion and not taking what they're doing to you personally, but having an understanding. Well, you know, they've been hurt, they've been rejected, something bad's happened, so I'm just going to take care of myself. And then you're just going to show up with a smile on your face, and you're going to let it go and watch things change around you.
And the more, and again, you don't even have to think about them. You just, when you think about them, you send them positive energy.
Yeah.
And blessings. It's like somebody in your family, you don't like them, you don't care about them. You don't want that anger and those emotions to go down into your subconscious. So when you do think of them, send them blessings and positive energy. You don't have to be attached to it. You just do that, and that's part of letting go.
Yeah, you don't want to be wishing, oh, I get hope they get a flat tire on the way to work. Mm-hmm. Or
because
you know.
You're the one that's going to get the
flat tire. Yeah, because it's all going to come back to you. So you just, you know, send them the best and let it go.
So
move on to something else.
You might want to write a list of all the things in your life that you might feel you're attached to, and then every day kind of look at that list for a few days.
I say write a list of everything you want, and when things
aren't
happening, then you look why is this not happening? Why am I attached to whatever it is? Because I think a lot of people might not know what they're really attached to.
Well, that's why I say write a letter of the things that you're attached to, and just make a list, and every day read it, and the fourth day you burn it. You want to just look and recognize what, because a lot of people don't even think they have that issue, or it's part of them. The big thing is you're going to do that, but you're going to get rid of it, those attachments, and then you're going to write down what you want. And you don't have to do it for 3 days. You could write it down and then burn it. And then you're going to write down, what is it that you want in your life? What does that look like? And you have to be very clear and know that you can create the perfect dream and whatever it is that you want to bring into your life.
But again, you can have the expectation. Let's say it's a guy and you're thinking, he's the perfect guy. That's who I want. The universe might say, well, he's not the perfect guy for you. So again, you have to let go of that attachment, because that just means there's someone better that's going to come into your life.
Exactly.
So that's another. So even though you're writing that list down and you're being specific, I want, you know, Robert Smith and I to get together, but Robert Smith might not be
Robert
Smith, person for you.
Yeah, so Robert Smith breaks up with you. And then you're thinking, oh, you're heartbroken and thinking it's all you, it's your issue. No, that's the universe watching out for you. He wasn't the right guy. So now you look at it in a different way. You say, oh, isn't that interesting? I thought he might be the one, but I guess not. And then later, when the right person appears, you'll know why that person wasn't right.
It's the Garth Brooks song, Unanswered Prayers. I mean, if you listen to that song, that's kind of how things go. It's like, you know, you don't hang out with that high school sweetheart thinking she's the one. You meet someone else and it's like, wow, this is it. So when you do your list, be specific. Don't get names. You know, just characteristics.
And go big.
Go big.
You
honesty,
go big.
Loyalty. Good character.
Abundance.
Love. You know, loves my family, loves me, treats me like a queen, a princess. Oh, could only see my list of everything I want. It's big. I go big or go home in all areas of my life. So go big. It's Christmas.
So instead of sitting feeling sorry for yourself, the whole idea is to turn that around and you're going to say, no, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that. I can't face it. Well, you can sit where you are and you're never going to change. It's time to get a little push and nudge, move forward, and do look at where you're going, not where you've been stuck, and make it a better holiday, Christmas, or better day than any other day that you've had.
And I always find if you're feeling down, you're feeling sad, you're feeling depressed, it always makes you feel better to do something nice for someone else, whether that's buying the person behind you a cup of coffee, whether it's you don't even have to buy something.
Holding the door. Saying good morning.
Saying hello to someone. Looking someone in the eye and saying hello. That happened to me the other day when I was going into the store. This woman, she had a smile on her face. She just looked me right in the eye and she said, hello. And I was like taken aback going, wow, that doesn't happen. Usually you pass people in the parking lot. You don't even look at them. You don't glance at them. You're just focused on what you want. But that made a huge impact on me. I was kind of like, wow, that was pretty nice. So it can be a simple thing. So if you're feeling down and depressed, do something nice for someone else.
Yeah, give somebody a call that you may have been thinking about just that you just don't keep in touch with. Maybe an aunt or an uncle or somebody that might not get very many phone calls just to say hi.
Yeah, or if you have like a neighbor who's maybe elderly and alone themselves, you know, maybe take some cookies over, get a small poinsettia, knock on the door, say, hey, the weather's really cold. Are you okay? Do you need anything? And you'll be amazed how that changes
random
you.
Acts of kindness come back to you and go out to others.
It feels good. So think about little things that you can do and you'll be amazed how much better you'll start to feel. So get the pity party off yourself and just think about doing some random acts of kindness for those around you who may need them, especially now that it is so cold. So.
And go Seahawks and talk about cold tonight. Yeah.
Oh, yes. Let me just say, I believe. Okay. Time for us to take a short break. You're listening to the Mary J. Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Catch you on the other side.
She was the one that I had won in for all time. And each night I'd spend praying that God would make her mine. And if he'd only grant me this wish I'd wish back then, I'd never ask for anything again. Sometimes I thank God.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
The earth is an ever-changing being. Goddess Light shamanic healer Bree Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds and brings forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bree as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and others. Tune in Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific for the Silver Gaia Show and live the authentic life.
You, yes you, can be the highest version of yourself. Wellness coach and natural beauty expert Dr. Agnes Frankel is on a mission to help you play the game of your life. Win in vibrancy, health, and beauty. Because you deserve it. Dr. Agnes goes beyond the limits in her personal coaching sessions to revolutionize health and wellness. Now is the time to unleash your true power. For more information, visit DrAgnesFrankel.com. Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Hey everyone, this is Dr. Pat. I am so thrilled. I've had the honor of working with Leslie Fontaine for the past year or so, and what she has created in her hit program, Sheer Alchemy, transcends what most of us get to listen to or hear in any point in time in our lives. But beyond that, Leslie is working with people all over the world, and she has created something phenomenal based on the feedback and input from the Archangels, from the Ascended Masters, from the Light Beings, and most importantly, from each and every one of you. So if you want to change your life, if you're ready to step into your own version of Sheer Alchemy, please give Leslie a call at 678-665-3366. And why? Because this is what you're going to be prepared to do. Be amazed, and on your part, connect with the Ascended Masters that are there to help you custom make the life that you are meant to live.
To the man upstairs, that just because he doesn't answer doesn't mean he don't care. Some of God's greatest gifts are unanswered prayers.
Is that not absolutely amazing? Benny is a rock star.
It wasn't me. You're the one that had the perfect song to kind of fit with the topic at hand. So
I know, but you found the song.
It's easy to find the song.
Okay. Now y'all have to admit, there has to be everybody out there. You had to have had a little bit of a tingle. You had to have those little chills come on when you hear that song. And you think of the meaning of the song. So that was absolutely perfect. Love it. And see, I even forget sometimes, you know, you want things to turn out a different way. And there were things in my past, I really wanted things to turn out a better way, and they didn't turn out. And now I look back and go, thank you, God. It was a miracle. I thought I was going to die, but it turned out to be the absolute best thing in my life, and I've had so many wonderful experiences, so there's always a positive side. Always a positive side. Okay, Mary Jane's looking at me like,
no,
it's my turn to talk.
The thing is why the topic of the day, this relates so much to your health and your well-being and who you are. And when you come into the office and we look at what's going on with you, or you come in and present your
list.
Your list. We talk about that, but these are the things we also get into. It's not just your nutrition and what we're going to do physically for you, which is a big part of it. But if we don't take care of this other piece, you don't move to where
you need
your
to be.
Journey, where you should be. So it's all about making you, me assisting you to be the best you can be. And that's why I have so much fun every day, because it's like different light bulbs light up and you change about who you are, and it makes a difference. It changes your job. It changes your family. It changes where you make more money. You enjoy life. You're happy. So it's a whole package that goes together, and it starts. This is a big piece of it.
Yeah, it starts with you. And I have to say, I had, I was actually working in Mary Jane's office, filling in as Rhonda had some time off. And it was actually a lot of fun because I got to talk to some of the clients, and it was interesting. A lot of them would come in and I would just say, hi, you know, Mary Jane will be with you shortly. And they're like, oh my God, you're Nancy from the radio, which was quite embarrassing because my radio voice actually scares me to death. And then they always say, you don't look like I pictured. And my next thought is, what do you think I look like? So it's, yeah, it's kind of interesting. But just talking to some of the clients and just talking about some of the things we talk on the radio and then talk about some of the things that I know they should be doing. You know, there was one person who had like a super aha moment. She was like, oh my God, I use my microwave to heat up water and heat up food. I said, oh, that's bad. You shouldn't be doing that. I said, I can't believe that you're still doing that. You're a client of Mary Jane's. I said,
No microwaving.
So it's fun. The journey can be fun. The journey doesn't have to be sad and depressing and disappointing. It can be a fun journey to let go.
Well, it's a pivoting point in your life. When you do this, get the whole package together, get your health in the right direction, get your emotions in the right direction. It's a pivoting point to who you are and changing the direction you're going in.
Exactly. And for those who, you know, it's not just about Christmas. It's even though Christmas is a really special time of year. And I think for those who are kind of dreading this time of year, you need to sit back, close your eyes, and I know there has got to be one wonderful, heartwarming memory that you had experienced, whether it be with your family or friends. And you have to think about that.
And if you didn't have that, you have to create it.
What you want.
That memory would feel like.
My other favorite song is by Faith Hill, Where Are You Christmas? Take a listen to that song. And really listen to the song, and it also has a good message.
We have Diane calling in from Redmond. Let's take her call. Hello, Diane.
Hi, Diane.
Hi. Well, Mary Jane, this is Diane.
Oh, Diane. Hi, Diane.
Sorry, Diane. My apologies.
How are you? I'll be really quick because I know we have a short time. My granddaughter is going to be 8 years old in February. And she is having some difficulty in school, and not a horrible amount, but enough to that my daughter's concerned. And they had actually said the initials ADHD. My daughter's not buying it, and I'm not. I think it's a nutritional thing. But just when I was listening to you this morning, it occurred to me that you would probably be the best one to call about that, and if it would be, you think, worth our while to bring her into you.
Oh, absolutely. She has a little gallbladder issue. She has a little gallbladder issue, and the beauty of you bringing her in, I could also do the light technology on her, and we could pull her out of that pretty fast.
She has a gallbladder issue?
Yep, she does. She does.
Oh, that does not surprise me.
Yep, she has a little gallbladder issue, so there's a little emotion stuck in there. But again, when you bring, kids change very quickly, so we'll just work on her a little bit and get her out of that. That's not that complicated.
I think I brought my granddaughter in when I had an appointment. So
yes,
know who I'm talking about.
I know exactly who you're talking about.
Oh, good.
She's adorable.
Okay.
She's adorable.
Well, I'm going to have my daughter call you and make an appointment, and I just knew you'd be the one to talk to.
Well, thank you, and thank you so much for calling.
And thank you
you're
so
welcome.
Much for listening.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Love you.
Too, Deanne.
It's a wonderful client of mine.
I think I talked to her last week when I was working in the office.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's very nice lady.
We have very, very, very great clients. Yeah.
We do. And for those of you who also want to make a change, go ahead and give Mary Jane's office a call at 888-777-4232 and get on your journey and path to letting go and making next year the most fantastic year possible. All right, Mary Jane, any final words?
Well, the universe has a big plan for you. So just dream big and write out what that would look like if there was... money didn't matter, what would your life look like? And start creating that.
Make your lists.
Make your list and have a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Yeah, go big or go home. I'd like to thank everybody for listening, and I hope that you all are able to find a little bit of happiness and joy in this holiday season. My favorite thing is go look at the lights, listen to some Christmas music, and be appreciative and thankful and grateful for what you have and being here. So, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and we will be with you all next year.
Yeah.
Thank you. Merry Christmas, Benny.
And also, remember the Wayne Dyer book we talked about today?
21 Days to Master Success and Inner Peace.
And, it's good to have a coach, to have something that you could look at or get some tapes, get Wayne Dyer CDs. You could get them at the library if you don't want to buy them. But when you're trying to get out of this, you need to plug something in and listen to it every day so that it's like somebody reminding you to keep going and where you're going and what it's about.
You're reprogramming yourself.
And it could be a dramatic difference, but to think you're going to do it and remember it doesn't work.
All right. Thanks, everyone. Have a very Merry Christmas. We'll catch you next year.
I'm such a baby.